"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Just dinged during the commercial. I look, and I got an LA City alert. You know what the danger is?
Garcetti?
Heat advisory.
Oh, yeah. I saw that in one of the weather reports.
Heat
things.
Advisory. Oh, wow. Heat is coming.
90.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a link to cooling stations. Thanks.
Scary. It's only April.
Thanks for the alert.
It's going to be 100 in the San Fernando Valley on
tomorrow?
Thursday.
100 here?
Thursday.
Oh, man. No,
see, now he's concerned.
It's going to be 120 where you are.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to bake.
You live in the hottest town
in
LA County.
Yeah. I do.
You got air conditioning now, though, right?
I do. Yes. Yeah. Right. But I'm cold, so it has to be really hot for me to be really hot.
We've got... A guest we've had on the show before, Brandon Judge, the president of the National Border Patrol Council, because as you may have heard if you follow our show, and if you don't, then you probably haven't heard it at all. Title 42, this was a special order that Trump issued. It comes from CDC law that he could keep out a lot of illegal migrants from the southern border.
It's an emergency health order.
Because of the COVID crisis.
Right.
And now Biden is going to reverse it. And they think that there might be, over a million people who are going to come storming over the border very soon?
There's already discussions, apparently, in D.C. A bunch of Republicans are trying to head off the end of Title 42. We can get into that later. But let's bring on Brandon Judd and talk about the effect at the border, what's expected from this.
Brandon, thanks for coming on again.
John and Ken, anytime. Appreciate it.
Now, you already had 100,000 migrants released into the U.S. just in March. How heavy is the flow going to get if Title 42 gets lifted?
Well, that's the main question, but that's going to be the problem. If you look at the month of March, we expelled about 52% of the people that we apprehended. That means we expelled about 100,000, but then we processed another 100,000 for Title VIII. And when we process people for Title VIII, because there is no space to hold those individuals, and because we and because this administration has chosen not to exercise the migrant protection protocols, we ultimately end up releasing them. So once Title 42 goes away, that 100,000 would have become 200,000. But we're already facing right now in the month of April, we're already on pace to go 240,000 apprehensions. And that's going to just go up as the word spreads around that Title 42 is going away. So we could end up releasing in 1 month alone. I would imagine that in April, May, the very first month that Title 42 goes away, I would imagine that we're going to ultimately end up releasing about 250,000 people into the United States. And that doesn't count the gotaways. That doesn't count the number of people that are able to evade apprehension that we know of. And, so, yeah, this is going to be completely and totally out of control.
What's the estimate of people who evade apprehension?
So we go by what we know of, what we actually detect. In the month of March, we detected 64,000 that were able to evade apprehensions. But any Border Patrol agent like myself would tell you that we detect about 80% of what crosses. So there was more than likely there was about 90,000 people that were able to evade apprehension.
And this is on top of the 250,000 you caught and are releasing into the U.S. So now you're approaching 350,000 for a month, which means in about 3 months you're already over 1 million people at this rate.
That is correct. That is correct. So last year we broke all records before. We released between the releases and the gotaways, it was about 1 million people that we added to our population that illegally crossed our border. These are illegal aliens that we added to our population. If we continue on the same pace in 2021 alone, and this is only going in the second half of the month in the year, in 21 alone, we're going to end up releasing 2.5 million people into the United States.
And where
I'm sorry, 22 in 22 alone.
22. All these people, they need housing. The kids need schools. They need a place to. I mean, they got to get jobs. Where are they all going to go? What cities are absorbing these crowds? And they're coming here. They're coming here without much money, obviously. So like, how do they get a house, an apartment?
They're going everywhere. You know, most people think that this is just a Southwest border problem. They think it's a California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas problem. That's as far from the truth as can be. These people go all the way up to Maine, Florida, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri. They go everywhere throughout the entire United States. And yes, they become a huge burden on the American taxpayer. We foot the bill for everything that these individuals come into the United States to do, whether it's for health care, whether it's for schooling, whether it's for social benefits. We foot the bill for all of it.
Do they have friends and family? Is that mostly where they go?
No. A lot of them don't. Some of them do, obviously, but a lot of them don't. They're going to go wherever they think that they can find jobs, wherever they think that they're going to get, if you will, sanctuary. A lot are going to go to California, to Northern California because of the sanctuary laws. They're going to go anywhere that they think that they can get sanctuary. They're going to go anywhere that they think they can get jobs.
Wow, this is just crazy. And there's just no resistance being put up by the Biden administration at all. Nothing.
No, it's not even that they're resisting. They're encouraging this. It's their policies that are allowing this to happen. This could be stopped immediately, like a light switch. All you have to do is give us the proper policy. With the policy, we could secure the border tomorrow. He's just not willing to do that because it doesn't fit his open border narrative. It doesn't go along with his base of support.
I know, but it's such a small base. Most of the public is against all this. This polls the worst out of all the issues that he's created as president. This is his biggest anchor.
It is, but if you look at what he recognizes and what most politicians recognize, if you do not energize your base, you don't have anybody coming out to vote for you. And so they have to keep their base engaged. They have to keep their base energized. And this is one of the main issues his base wants to see.
So there's a lot of people who vote primarily because of the illegal alien flow. The bigger the flow, the more excited they are about Biden as president.
There are an awful lot of people that do that, yes.
Well, they used to say the opposite about Trump, that he had a base that wanted you to build that wall.
And again, I mean, that's the politicians. They will do what is necessary to get elected. Now, for benefit for us, Trump's policies were very good for the United States. You might not have liked his tweets. You might not have liked his personality. I personally did. I liked that he was honest. I liked that he talked to the people. He said what everybody else was thinking, and he got beaten up for it. But his policies were phenomenal for the United States. Biden's policy, Biden tries to pretend that he's a good person. In reality, he's a very bad person, and his policies are very bad for the United States.
And I see a quote from you that catch and release is the single biggest driver of illegal immigration. That's something that Trump used to always talk about. Explain that to people.
So when people cross the border illegally, they're supposed to be deported. They're supposed to be removed unless they have a legal right to be here. That's what the laws say. Well, this administration says, well, we will deport them. We're just going to give them a court date several years down the road, and we're going to release them into the United States pending that court date. Well, everybody knows that once they get released into the United States, they're never going to show up to their court date. In essence, what we're doing is we're rewarding people for violating our laws instead of holding them accountable.
All right, Brandon Judd, always good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on today.
Good to speak with you. Thank you.
The National Border Patrol Council president, that's the Union for Border Patrol Agents, Brandon Judd. He ought to know, as his guys are right there working the lines between the U.S.-Mexico border. And, of course, this was about the end of Title 42. It's a public health order that was implemented by the Trump administration back in 2020, which is say was responsible for keeping, I saw one estimate, over 1 million people out of the country from entering. But if it ends, there's going to be a flood of migrants. More coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI.
Johnny Kent Show, KFI, AM 640. We are live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Speaking of that app, you can use that app now to leave a message for the Moist Line. All you have to do is use the TalkBack button. It's a little microphone. The iHeartRadio app. You can also leave a voicemail at 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We're just talking to Brandon Judd with the National Border Patrol Council. That's the Union for Border Patrol Agencies, the president. And Title 42, which is probably, if you polled Americans, maybe 1% might know what that is. But if it's lifted next month, as the Biden administration says it's going to do, it's going to lead to another flood of migrants coming to our border. It was a public health order dealing with COVID-19. Yeah. And you might say, well, yeah, the pandemic's over, so why not end it? But it's a little trickier than that when it comes to border policy, because that'll just give us an excuse to turn people away. But that's, as you heard Brandon Judd say, that's what the Biden administration wants.
Costs us a lot of money. A lot of money in public health care, a lot of money in the school systems. The school systems already are overwhelmed and dysfunctional. I mean, look at the disaster that the LA school system is.
So it's Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, today said that if they want to get their COVID relief bill passed, that would be the Democrats in the Senate, then they have to add an amendment to keep Title 42 in place. So he's trying to do a little maneuver here. And
I think they should do every maneuver possible. They've got more like 75% of the nation on their side. They ought to muck up everything until this stops. This is outrageous. Come on, you can't have millions of people coming over the border. They're all poor.
Wow.
And this, you know what, this hurts. I've said this 1,000 times. It hurts the legal immigrants, the ones who are here already, who are trying to climb up the ladder. You know, this is the entry-level jobs, the blue-collar jobs, the construction jobs, all the jobs that immigrants traditionally take, their wages are going to be impacted. Their jobs are going to be impacted because always the next wave works cheaper. This is terrible. This is terrible. You know, and they wonder why they're losing, because Democrats are seriously losing a lot of Hispanic support in this country. And part of it is because especially Hispanic men hate the illegal immigration. It's impacting their futures, their economic futures. It's just bad, bad, bad policy. And it's unfair that what good does it do? They're just trying to create more Democratic votes in the short term. because they lost a lot of the old immigrant votes.
Meanwhile, today, I don't know if you got a chance to see the video because I thought it was pretty funny. Obama returned to the White House for the first time since he was president. That's right. So the first time since 2017 when Trump took over. The event, really, the 12th anniversary of Obamacare?
What? Now you know what this is?
I know what this. I don't know what you're going to say because I'm going to say the same thing.
It's Biden needing some kind of public relations boost.
He does. Right.
So he wants a little bit of reflected glory with Obama standing there and talking about the good old days when they passed.
In fact, Biden even used that term. It feels like the good old days.
Yeah, because in 2010, Obama got something accomplished, whether you like it or not. And now there's nothing but dumpster fires everywhere. So he uses Obama as a shield for a day, hoping that...
Because like, the 12th anniversary is kind of iffy. A 10th, you could see. 15th, the 12th anniversary of Obamacare.
It's
there's nothing it's those milestone about the 12th.
It's those wiener political aides trying to come up with a distraction.
If we can talk the former president to come here and do a big photo op and a speech with you too, because Harris was there too. She was standing next to Obama. Oh. But the reason I mention this, I don't know if you saw the video, the part I saw was like a minute long. He looked like he was a hostage. Obama's face was like, oh, God, get me out of here.
Yeah.
This is the worst.
Because he was smelling the failure. You get close enough to Biden and Harris, you smell the stink of failure.
And he knew he was being used as a prop.
Yeah.
You could see it on his face. Well, he was uncomfortable, although he never liked doing these kinds of things anyway.
But it was,
and when he made his speech, it sounded like good old Obama. But when he was just standing there, having to pose for the picture, is like, oh, God.
He knows what's going on. It was pitched to him. Can you do Joe a favor for a day? For one day, can we get a minute and a half of positive news, have Obama's fans get nostalgic, and Joe could say, yeah, I was there too. I was part of it. Yeah, me. I was on that team. And it was like old-timers day. And he knows that he was being used, but he figured, I'll do Joe a favor. Because if you notice... In the last 15 months, Obama has not said one thing publicly in support of Joe Biden about any of his policies or his performance. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, he doesn't say much about anything. He didn't even speak up about Trump very often.
No. He didn't say anything against Trump, but he's nothing. Obama has to feel really guilty, right? Because for some reason... He offended half the country so much that they elected Trump. And he has said this. He says, I know Trump was a reaction to me. And at the time, he said, I'm still trying to process exactly what that was. Because 12% of Trump's vote were former Obama voters. That's really what pushed him over the top, were Obama voters who switched to Trump. And now he also brought Biden off the garbage heap, right? Biden was a blown bag politically. And he revived Biden's career. And so now Biden's looking around, man, I was responsible for Trump and Biden as president. And he goes, come on, I wasn't that bad. What's this reaction?
Another poll has come out. This time it's on Vice President Kamala Harris, and it's not good. 40% favorable, 56% unfavorable. Many do not think she's qualified to be president. 45% said not at all qualified.
Can you imagine that? Almost half the country, not at all qualified. Like there's nothing. There's no argument at all in these people's minds for her. Not slightly qualified, somewhat qualified, not qualified at all. So that's the base of people in 2024 who won't even consider her a possibility.
No, in fact, you know, the geeks and the inner workings of the White House who have nothing else to do have been continuing the buzz for Buttigieg 24. Washington Times did a story the other day that's still the buzz, that they know that Biden may not make it to 24, and if he doesn't, they don't want Kamala Harris. They want to build a buzz for Buttigieg. Wow. It's another firebrand.
Good luck. Good luck. That guy, you know, the black vote saved Biden, right? He was in fifth, I think, in the New Hampshire primary.
Right.
He was on one of those COVID ventilators. And then a lot of the southern states.
No, South Carolina was the first one that went heavily for Biden and gave him his big lift.
And in those states, the black vote is like 50, 55, 60% of the Democratic Party. And black voters tend to be less liberal than the white woke voters who were going for, you know, Bernie Sanders or, you know, Elizabeth Warren. And so they looked at Biden as like, all right, he was with Obama. He's more moderate. He's not as crazy as the other candidates. And they gave Biden the lifeline. They saved his candidacy, those voters.
Oh, yeah. He was dead. If he didn't win that primary, right. It would have been over.
But one of the side stories of that was while they voted overwhelmingly for Biden, Buttigieg got 0% black voters, like literally zero. They did polling and they couldn't find one person in the polling sample who was black who wanted Buttigieg. He completely did not connect. So I don't know what changes that, because after the first three or four primaries, it goes into a lot of southern states where you have a heavy black vote, and he is repellent.
All right, we get the latest on Russia, Ukraine coming up next.
John and Ken Show, KFI. Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, much of the talk today concerning Russia and Ukraine focused on the word atrocities. The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, appealed to the UN about these claimed atrocities by Russian troops. A lot of it focused on the suburbs north of Kyiv, the capital, because it appears that as the Russians were withdrawing from that area, and we learned a week or two ago that they said, and maybe it's true, that they were going to focus less on trying to capture Kyiv and maybe concentrate in other parts of the country. But they're now saying that more than 300 civilians were tortured and killed in one city or one town alone called Bucha. They still have not completely told up the disaster there. It says here in a report on Sunday, Human Rights Watch chronicled the summary execution of one man on March 4th by Russian soldiers and the killing of a mother and a 14-year-old daughter in another town called Vorzel a few days later. There are reports that the Russian occupiers have also engaged in sexual violence. One Russian soldier supposedly killed an unarmed civilian and reportedly raped his wife in a Kyiv suburb. These are just part of the long list of atrocities that they say that the Russian troops have committed. This would lead to a claim of war crimes. Now, where you go with that, I don't know.
Well, the reason we could do war crimes against the Nazis was we caught those guys after we defeated Hitler in World War II and Hitler committed suicide in his bunker. The rest of those guys were captured. And so they had the Nuremberg trials.
But this is a different situation because Putin and his cronies are likely to stay around no matter how this ends.
Yeah, they could still be in power.
Not like we're going to storm Moscow and arrest people.
One of the things that's making me crazy is this fake cheerleading, this fake outrage. Oh, these are war crimes, and we're going to charge them with war crimes. There's nothing you can do. You're not going to be able to get him because you're afraid of him. You're afraid of him. He's not afraid of you. Do you think he's worried about the war crimes? He sees all these photos. He knows what his soldiers have done. You don't see him coming out and saying, oh, look, hey, I'm sorry. They got carried away. No. He's having more vodka tonight. I mean, there is a photo in the New York Post. They even have a content warning on it. It was taken by a Ukrainian photographer of a woman with a Nazi swastika branded into her back. And you see all her burnt, blackened flesh.
They did that to the Ukrainians to try to blow up that claim of Nazism.
The thing is, the only response from Russia is denial. And it cracks me up just watching
they're claiming a lot of it's staged.
That's their only response. And the news media reports it. Well, Russia denies this. Okay. That ridiculous journalistic delusional world. Well, you know, we got to report balanced here. We got to report both sides. Russia's officially denying that they're branding women with Nazi swastikas. Jesus.
Yeah, and the reason, they're showing satellite imagery from before the Russians occupied the town and then during the time Russian forces were in town and now after they left, and they're seeing many civilians' bodies just lying in the streets.
Yeah. I know. Because nothing we've done has deterred Russia at all. Nothing has stopped Putin. In fact, the brutality has gotten more vicious, more obscene, more disgusting. It is unbelievable what they're doing to the bodies. And the photos are all over the place. And the video of you know, the towns where nearly every building has been destroyed. I mean, Ukraine has suffered tremendously. And the generations that are permanently traumatized by this, you imagine? Imagine the children, the Ukrainian children of the next generation, and the kind of mental suffering they're going to endure for the rest of their lives and pass it on to their kids as well.
Yeah, it's impossible to know how many we're talking about here, but the number's at least in the hundreds. I see a number of 400 civilians, they believe, so far have been found dead in these towns around Kyiv. And the reason this happened is that the Russians did withdraw a bit. Maybe they're going back to refuel and retool, but they did pull away from these suburbs north of Kyiv. Kyiv is in the northern part of Ukraine, and they pulled back over the border there, and they left this carnage behind.
Putin thinks the Western world is weak, that we're a bunch of silly boys. You know, we're Macron, we're Trudeau, we're feeble old Biden, you know, who's wetting his pants. That's what and he's right. We are. The Western world has become, you know, it's not like Winston Churchill time anymore. It's not Dwight Eisenhower. It is guys like, you know, silly boys.
But he's finding out the Ukrainians aren't that way.
No, the Ukrainians
aren't. They're pushing them back.
But the Ukrainians only have so many weapons. They only have so much manpower.
I know, but you said that the first week, and here we are, 5-6 weeks into this.
I know, but they're still
putting up a mighty fight.
They are, but they're suffering tremendous death and losses. And torture victims and tremendous physical damage to some of their cities. Now they're putting up the most unbelievable fight in the world. And it's just a great shame and a great stain on everybody in the Western world to stand and watch this. Just
so
and then to compound their sins with all their stupid cheerleading and outrage and, oh, we're gonna kick you off the Human Rights Council. We'll show you.
Well, they're gonna announce more sanctions tomorrow.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
It might include a ban on imports of Russian coal in Europe.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that could affect them economically.
He doesn't care. See, his economy is great. He's got probably $200 billion. He could give Elon Musk a run for his money, literally. But he doesn't care. He doesn't care if people die. He's watching the Ukrainians. Watching Ukrainians get tortured brutally, get dismembered, get their tongues cut out. They're branded with Nazi swastikas. Branded. Oh. Doesn't care. Psychotics don't care. They revel. They enjoy the violence. The difference between a sociopath and a psychopath is that the psychopath actually enjoys the violence he commits. Sociopath simply doesn't have a conscience.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, well, here's a story we haven't talked about in a while, but it's quite a number. California has $600 million in unclaimed can and bottle deposit money. People probably don't even think twice that you're paying the extra nickel whenever you buy, like a can or a bottle. You just don't even think about it because you end up throwing the can or the bottle maybe into your blue recycling garbage bin. But that's how much has piled up, because when you pay that extra money at the grocery store, it ends up in this fund, which is used to pay people who actually bring back the cans and bottles for recycling. But that's dropped off a lot. I can remember years gone by, there would constantly be people in my alleyway scrounging around for the bottles and cans so they could take them to one of those big recycling centers and get the nickel per bottle of can. But that really faded away, so it doesn't surprise me,
you know,
that they have all this money.
It was a tax. Just another tax. I mean, they're not giving it back, are they?
No, but they're not spending it either. It's sitting there in a fund.
Well, they'll eventually steal it, because what else are they going to do?
When they need it. Right now, they don't.
They're going to claim it'll go for some green global warming program for the environment. It's just a horrible tax. They knew most people weren't going to bother. And there's no recycling market anymore. China doesn't accept the stuff we used to send. Most stores don't have a recycling desk at all. They don't want to even waste an employee.
They don't
want to
deal with that.
No, they don't want to deal. Throw money in it for them. So unless you want to drive to some recycling station that's, 10 miles away.
A lot of those have closed, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there's something. If you took a 25-minute drive, you'd be able to find somewhere, but it's not worth it. You'd spend more in gas money than you would get. And when you buy a case of water, like 24 bottles, that's $1.20. That's $1.20 tax on top of the regular tax.
Well, guess what? They want to raise the amount to 10 cents.
California. That's criminal.
California already pays 10 cents on containers over 24 ounces. That would double to 20 cents, and then the regular refund would move from a nickel to a dime for the 12-ounce bottle or can.
People are just going to pay the extra money because it's too much of a pain in the ass.
It's all blended into the horrible inflation we're going through anyway.
Nobody wants to keep in their house, a big container filled with bottles and cans, and then you take them out to the car and drag them to the store and then find some dopey grocery employee who doesn't want to do it. And then at the end you get $3, $4?
You should see my grandparents' garage.
It's filled with?
Oh, my grandma is so big on this.
Are they hoarders?
Yeah, and we're trying to clean the house out because they're trying to sell it, and it's just, oh my goodness.
That's going to be your pay.
Oh, last time we went, my grandma made me take all of them, me and my sister. We went and took the bottles to the recycling place 10 minutes away from their house. All we got was $50.
$50?
Yeah.
Oh my God, because that's 20 bottles for a dollar.
Yeah, that's how many bottles.
So they had 1,000?
Yeah, probably.
1,000?
Like five, six trash cans worth.
$50. That's a half a tank of gas, $50. It's nothing.
They want to add, listen to this, 2,000 automated recycling machines.
Sure they
will. Or this fancy term for them, reverse vending machines. They want to put them in high schools, colleges, and retailers.
Yeah, they'll just
You dump your empty container into the machine, you get a refund.
They'll be rusted out. They'll be broken into.
Yeah, they also want to spend $55 million to have mobile recycling programs. So they'll drive trucks around to rural areas and collect the cans and bottles.
That means somebody in the governor's office or in the legislature has a buddy who owns that kind of company. And, we'll get you a government contract so you could put all these recycling machines in all the schools. It's just another form of corruption.
$600 million. They don't know what to do with it.
Give it back to people. Put that in the tax rebate.
How much do you prove? How much do you get?
Just give it to everybody. Just give everybody a tax rebate. It was a stupid idea. Unworkable. There's no market for it. There's no value in it.
I think they should just end it, right?
They should end it. They should end the program entirely. Rational people would end this program, refund all the money.
Just no one pays attention to it anymore except for Eric's grandmother. I don't know anybody else.
What else was in the garage?
Old sports stuff, golf clubs, who knows? A whole bunch of stuff. Tools. 50 years worth of stuff.
50 years worth of stuff, yeah. Well, I'm getting there, too.
Yeah. I know.
I went to the garage the other day. I can't believe it's in there. Built up since we moved out here. All right, rolling in. Mr. Excitement?
Ding dong with you. There was going to be a recycling plant that they were going to put up in Burbank, and everybody protested it because they said you can't keep anything around your house, like any lawn furniture or anything. Like the homeless people just steal it all and take it down to the recycling plant.
Those are the only people interested in recycling. Are the homeless.
It's all bees and ants and wasps and homeless guys and sticky stuff. Every one of those bottles is sticky. Then you got a guy putting 1,000 bottles. You got to wait for him to be.
Oh, that's right. Finished. All the sugar residue that attracts all the bugs.
It's the absolute worst. just throw them away, right? I mean, you know, let somebody else do it. But does it bother you when somebody comes up to your recycling can, like on trash night, and goes through it?
Nobody does it around my neighborhood.
Really? Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
Not anymore. I don't see it anymore.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time, almost every week. And I don't care. I mean, so what? He gets the money, right? Who cares?
Yeah, otherwise it's the refuse company that gets it.
Right, exactly.
You know,
it drives my wife crazy.
He's got the heroin addiction. He needs to...
He's fine. Let's work it out. Elon Musk joins Twitter board after amassing a massive, massive stake in the company. And also a spring heat wave starts. Well, it started basically today, but Thursday and Friday is going to be brutal.
Yeah.
Record temperatures.
Yeah. 100, be almost 100 around
100
here.
In the valley. 100 in the valley. And JetBlue swoops in with a $3.6 billion offer to buy Spirit Airlines. Ding dong.
Just when you think all these airlines have combined into one, there's another merger.
Right. Wow. Spirit is the worst.
Oh, I never took it.
Never took them, no.
I was frightened with the stories I heard.
Spirit Airlines charges for everything. If you have shoes on, they're going to charge you for it.
Yeah, they have that phony low price online, right? You go on Travelocity or Expedia, and they're always Spirit Airlines always on the top. Then you find out.
Right. It's a pay toilet there, too.
Conway's coming up.
Yeah, ding dong.
Oh, is Thompson here tonight? Or
No, he had a pass. He had something bigger.
Something better.
Yeah. All right. All right. Well, still a great show.
Bigger show. Okay. Yeah.
Ding dong.
Mark Reiner's here, though. He's going to be doing the news. KFI, KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.